All right, I guess we are really doing this. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this brand new podcast, Press Reset with Leah Yu. I'm your host, Leah Yu. Now, for those who don't know anything about me, yet you clicked on this episode of podcast, you are one open-minded soul that I truly, truly, truly appreciate. So welcome. You guys are so wonderful. I want to give you a short intro of who I am, what I do. So I'm a skincare content creator. I have about 1.3 million people subscribed to my YouTube channel as of now. I'm also the CEO and the founder of a skincare brand called Crave Beauty with a K. We're all about trying to slow down this fast fashion-like beauty industry, and we're here to really help people press reset on everything that the broken beauty industry has taught them. Here I am after doing all of that, yet creating a new project for myself. But there are several reasons that led me to create my own podcast. First and foremost, I just wanted to share my Press Reset journey with you. So if you don't know what Press Reset means, it's not only just like a pretty tagline or a slogan of Crave Beauty, but it's truly become a way that I try to live my life, or that I try to pause and reset the way that I think. If things are becoming very overcomplicated, that's when I try to remind myself to press reset. If I'm overthinking things, press reset. If I'm creating content for the sake of it, press reset. So I truly believe that pressing reset is almost that very first step into a whole transformative journey, a breakthrough that leads you to birthing a better version of who you are. It's almost that kind of symbolic moment that I wanted to share and celebrate. It's like that catalytic moment that is kind of consistent with a lot of aha moments and a lot of epiphanies and realizations and reflections that I wanted to share, whether that's small or large. I've been on YouTube and social media for over 10 years now, and I built my company from the ground up, grew it. I've been running it for the past 5 years or so. And for some reason, when 2022 hit, I felt so different. Like there was this kind of energy shifting inside me, or there was something that I wanted to do. And that was like, I wanted to press reset on my personal life. During my entire career, I guess on YouTube and as an entrepreneur, I felt like I always prioritized what my viewers want over what I want to create. And for when it comes to my business, I always prioritize what's needed for the business over what brings me true joy, true energy, and a sense of fulfillment. So reflecting on the past 5 years or so of how I lived, I felt that I wasn't really prioritizing what fulfills me, and I wasn't really in line with my North Star in general. I felt very undernourished, or I felt that there was a lack of something. And I almost felt that there were a lot of emotions, feelings, thoughts, and a lot of needs of mine that I was just really bottling up. And some might say that, okay, you're asking for too much. If you're wanting a sense of fulfillment or fun out of your job, like that's like in an ideal world that you're asking for. And I agree, not a lot of people in this world have the privilege to even think about this as a problem, because you know, they're too busy earning a paycheck, so you would do whatever it takes to make money. While I acknowledge the privilege that I have, I also want to tell you that this is also the life that I created for myself. It is my business that I founded, it is my YouTube channel that I run and upload content on, but at some point it felt like a trap that I created for myself rather than all of these like new initiatives and businesses serving me. So I felt like I was on a constant hamster wheel that I designed and created for myself. I want to be as truthful as possible. You're going to hear a lot of untold stories behind the scenes of things, my journal entries, and things I'm just confronting myself about. It's going to be super uncomfortable. It's going to be challenging for myself to open up like this truthfully too, but I was craving this very safe and intimate space where I get to be open, honest, raw, real, and vulnerable. Now, sometimes I think some episodes, or while I prepare for some episodes, I think it's gonna be really painful because I have to confront the reality and confront how I'm feeling and confront myself. And those are always uncomfortable moments, but I think you cannot grow without having those discomforts in life. So I'm really ready for me to go into the next stage of life or next chapter after pressing reset on things. So again, this is going to be a journey, not a podcast about me imparting wisdom and tips on how you should live life. I honestly am so lost, so clueless. And I personally think that it's just often comforting to know that not everyone you see online or read about has answers to everything. And that should be the norm. I feel like life would be so boring if you had answers to everything. So we can stop pretending that we got all of our shits together and be human and just be open-minded to learn and grow. And hopefully by me inviting you into my headspace and you into my problems, I hope you get to connect with me on a completely, completely different level. Now, another reason why I'm starting this podcast is to press reset on myself as a content creator. I think the skincare content creator label has become such a big responsibility to me and almost like an identity that it made me difficult to branch out of and truly be authentic to myself. I mean, there's so much more to who I am, so I wanted to remove all the limitations, the barriers, the labels, the identities that the internet created for me that almost kept me from sharing other aspects of who I am as a person. Because, you know, I'm also human, right? So what can you expect from this Press Reset podcast? I think it's going to be really interesting. The topics will be diverse, ranging from personal growth, self-discovery, entrepreneurship, business, creator economy, mental health and mindfulness, and maybe relationships. I want to have as much fun as possible, so I would hate this to become work, so I'm going to just pick a topic that's the most relevant to what I'm going through each moment. So I hope that you're okay with that direction and kind of being thrown at a roller coaster ride with me. And one last little disclaimer that I want to make or want to put out there in advance is that English is not my first language, so there will be some or a lot of grammatical errors, and I hope you guys understand that. So that was a lot of me rambling to the microphone, and I hope I didn't bore you guys, but I'm still getting used to this kind of new content format, so it's gonna be interesting. So please be patient with me throughout. I don't think I'm gonna set even a schedule for myself because, again, I want this to be as fun as possible, and I want it to be as truthful to who I am, what I'm going through, what my thoughts are, what my feelings are. Stick with me. Please follow this podcast and share it with another friend who deserves a press reset button. And I'll see you guys and talk to you guys later. Bye.